Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Carl, talking about voter ID, let's talk about what is currently going on in the nation's capital.
Well, you've got the Republicans advancing what is called a SAFE Act. And their characterization of it is going to make it easy to vote and hard to cheat. And Democrats are opposing it tooth and nail to the point where we may have an old-fashioned filibuster where senators are required to actually stand in the well of the Senate and talk continuously and not be able to leave to go to the bathroom or to go to eat or anything. And they just have to talk and talk and talk. And eventually the theory is that the opposition wears down and you can get a vote. But we'll see how that plays out. But, you know, the Democrats are really swimming upstream on this, Tom, because you look at any poll by any organization, right, left, or center, and the overwhelming majority of Americans, 83% favor voter ID, 71% of Democrats, 70-80% of Hispanics, African-Americans, independents. I mean, it's a slam dunk. It's not even an 80-20 issue. You know, it's almost a 90-10 issue in most cases. And Democrats are just, you know, they're just hunkered down. They don't want voter ID. And you have to say, why? What is the motivation? Why can't people identify themselves when they go to vote? And their argument is, well, you're going to disenfranchise African-Americans and Hispanics because they can't get ID. You know,
Time out, Carl. Okay. First of all, you're making a great point. Okay. Most Americans and the overwhelming majority of Democrats want voter ID put in place. But I'm talking about Democrat voters. And you have pointed out, and I interrupted because I wanted to emphasize, the Democrat politicians, this is a hill they're willing to die on, even though most of their voters don't agree with their position, the position of the politicians. And here's the money shot question, Carl. I interrupted you just in time. What rational reason would there be for people to oppose voter ID when most voters in their party strongly favor it? What's the motive?
Oh, I think I know what the motive is. I mean, they'll never admit it, but the motive is it's easier to cheat. It's easier to fabricate votes when you don't have to identify votes. You know, it really is insulting to African-Americans and Hispanics. There's a term for it. It's called the racism of low expectations. You know, there's a liberal independent journalist in New York City who wrote an article about how difficult it is for African Americans to find the DMV to get voter ID to use computers. And after she wrote the article, she went into Harlem and she started asking black voters, you know, do you know where the DMV is? Do you have a computer? She was literally laughed out of Harlem by African Americans. Said, what are you talking about? Why are you saying I don't know where the DMV is, or I don't know how to use a computer, or I can't get ID? It really is an insult to their what used to be their voter base. But let's be quite honest. It's much easier to cheat in an election if you can't verify the person voting is actually registered, is actually alive, is actually a citizen. That's the motivation, in my opinion.
I'm shocked, I tell you. You're winning, sir. It does seem kind of suspect and sketchy because if you've got people who say they want elections with integrity and they're willing to go against something that would make that more possible, guess what? it's not a real good look. I hate that expression. I'm going to use it. It's not a real good look to be a Democrat politician and argue against cleaner, less sketchy elections. So does that mean, well, Carl, I must ask you, how badly do you think the Democrats have been cheating as opposed to the Republicans?
Well, you know, if you study the history of politics, I mean, it's fact that in most big city machines, whether it be Republican or Democrat, you get cheating. Problem is, or the situation really is now, is almost all big cities are run by Democrats for generations. It used to be in the old days you had some enclaves of Republican machines that did the same kind of nonsense. I mean, it's human nature. But the fact of the matter is, the reality of the matter is today all of the big cities are run by Democrats and they're Democrat machines. I don't care which ones you look at, the out west, L.A., San Francisco, Midwest, Chicago, New York City in the east. I mean, it's just a fact. And so, so they come up with all of these reasons that are just laughable. Again, I gave you a couple with blacks and Hispanics. Yep. But then they say, well, you're going to disenfranchise women because if a woman gets married and takes her husband's name, now she can't prove her ID. That's nonsense. Women get married all the time.
I don't know. My wife had an easy time getting a new Social Security card, a new passport, yeah. You know.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I tell people, how many times have you been in a line at a bank, at an airport, or any facility that's asking for ID behind a Hispanic or an African-American? They have ID. I mean, I've never seen anything other than people producing basic ID. So it's just a fallacious argument. It's a weak argument. It's the only one they've got, and they're sticking to it, and they're hoping to be able to shut it down by virtue of the fact that in the Senate, in order to avoid a filibuster or negate a filibuster, you need 60 votes. And they're just hoping that they can keep their people in line and prevent the turning off the completion of debate and actually get the thing to the floor for a vote. Because if it gets to the floor, it's going to pass.
We're talking with Republican strategist Carl Calabrese on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is coming up on 447. Hey, if you have any questions or comments on not just voter ID, but what we can do to make voting and the results of any election actually much more valid than they may have been in the past. Carl, I'm going to put you on a limb here. I apologize for this in advance, but I believe, although I don't have facts to back this up, I just want people to know, this is not a fact-based statement. This is conjecture, because a claim is not a fact until it's proven to be a fact. The 2020 election, what happened?
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, we're building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Well, what happened is we had an election with mass mail-in votes, 160 million ballots mailed out to people based on election rolls that in most cases haven't been updated in anywhere from 3 to 7 years or more. And these ballots went out, and there was no way to check where they went and how they came back. And we can never have an election like that again. That's what happened. And plus, then you have states like California that have voter ballot harvesting. where somebody can go into, let's say, a nursing home and get 50, 60, 70 ballots and bring them back to the Board of Elections and say all these people voted. And California still has ballot harvesting. And it'll probably be the reason why an Eric Swalwell, who I think is probably the dullest intellectually member of Congress there is, tough choice between him and other people like Jasmine Crockett. But having said that, this is the stuff that makes for bad elections. And, you know, I've said this before, Tom, when George W. Bush was president after the election of 2000, he appointed a bipartisan commission to study the very question, how do we make sure our elections have integrity? And it was bipartisan. It was chaired by the former Secretary of State James Baker and former President Jimmy Carter. And you can look this up. They came up with 10 or 12 recommendations for making sure elections are honest and have integrity. Their number one recommendation was don't do mass mail-in votes. It is the most susceptible to fraud. And so that's what happened in 2020.
Well, let me be more specific. Do you believe Joe Biden genuinely won the election?
Do I? No, I don't. But you can't. The problem is, you said, it's just conjecture until you can prove it.
Right, right.
It's impossible to prove voter fraud with secret ballots once the election has happened. Impossible. Well,
and that brings me to my next question. He had maintained all along, President Trump, that the 2020 election was rigged. Now that he's had the reins of power for over a year, don't we get more specifics that he can share with us about exactly what happened and exactly who and what are responsible?
I don't think he can. Once the ballots are cast, like I said, it's almost impossible to prove fraud. You've got to stop it before it occurs. But you can't go back and start, comparing ballots to names and registrations once the vote has occurred. So it's water under the bridge. No sense debating it. All I can say is I don't think it was a fair election. And we can never have another election like that again if we expect Americans to have faith and trust in their election process.
Carl Calabrese is talking about voter ID. Put Carl up, please. And we have other things, too. Carl, what else needs to be done to make sure our elections are actually a genuine representation of the will of the people?
Well, one of the first things that need to be done, and this is a state and local responsibility, is you need to go through your voter rolls. You need to take the names off of people who have died, who have moved away. That's the first thing. And that really isn't done on a regular basis in most places in this country. So that's the first place. You've got to have a legitimate, accurate list of who can vote. Voter ID would be another one. I would stop voter ballot harvesting. I think once you break that chain of custody between a voter and the Board of Elections, you put somebody in between to collect ballots, you've got all types of possibility of mischief and illegalities. And the same with mail-in ballots. That, a lot of states allow mail-in ballots to come in 2, 3, 4, 7 days after the election. we went through this in 2020 where, a week after the election, they were finding hundreds of ballots in some town clerk's upper right-hand drawer of their desk. I almost said it.
No, I think we all know what you were going to say. It had to do with bulls and excrement.
Yes, exactly right, sir. Exactly right. But that's what it is. And that's if you're going to clean up elections and you're going to have people make sure that people have faith in the election process, those are some of the things that just have to be done. They're basic stuff. It's not rocket science. But you got to have legitimate lists, accurate lists, and you got to put an end to the types of things that allow for mischief, at best mischief, at worst illegalities. And I mentioned a few.
Anything else?
No, I think those would be huge steps forward in cutting off the opportunities for abuse. And look at politicians are politicians. As I say, if you study political history, neither party has a lock on righteousness and honesty. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And when you have Republican machines, you get the nonsense. And when you have Democrat machines, you get nonsense. But the fact of the matter is most machines today are of the D category.
Well, Carl, no disrespect intended to you, but I've actually joined a group. I've actually registered to vote as a conservative. And no disrespect, I did that because the Republicans to me, they're just not that strong. They seem kind of milquetoast to me.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. It's very frustrating to watch the Republican Party, you know, squirm around, and you know, sometimes they're afraid of their own shadow. And too many Republicans have the problem of they still worry about what the New York Times and the Washington Post think about them, okay? That was one of Ronald Reagan's great strengths. They said Reagan never cared about the Washington Post or the New York Times opinion of him. Too many Republicans still cower in the shadow of those two newspapers and other mainstream media outlets. And they just get cold feet. And, you know, the problem is, as somebody once said, Republicans campaign as insurgents and then govern as custodians. And, okay? Yep, and they disappoint their base all the time. I admire Democrats, Tom. Democrats run on an agenda. And when they get power, they exercise their power and they enact their agenda. Republicans, they disappoint their base time and time again. You know, you're a conservative now. That's great. When I ran for office, I got the Conservative Party endorsement every single time I ran for office because I believe in their principles. And a lot of Republicans do as well. But the establishment Republican types in Washington and other places, they have very, very weak backbones. Okay, let's put it that way.
The backbone of a chocolate eclair. I think I stole that from Teddy Roosevelt. Carl, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Carl. Anytime.
Anytime. Okay. Tonight, 3 a.m. There's Carl on News Radio 930 WBEN. We'll talk again soon. I love Carl Calabrese.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.